Guys, wow, it's been a really long time since I have recorded an episode, and I am just so sorry about that. Honestly, life has just been really hectic, and for a while, I just felt like not really recording. I just have been going through a lot of things and just didn't really know what to talk about, and I'll get into that later on in this episode and talking about some just life updates and things that people probably won't know or be very surprised about. And I don't come on here to get pity, but it's just a way of me kind of, just saying how I feel. And sometimes it's easier to talk into a microphone than it is to a bunch of people. So that's where I'm at right now. Thank you guys so much for, always listening. I still get tons of people commenting or just saying things that they still listen to my podcast, and I just really appreciate that. I definitely want to, have more people come on and do more recordings because I do miss it, and it was really fun for me to do, and I definitely just need more topics on healing. So if you're interested and you have a story to tell, I would really appreciate it if you would just reach out, and we would love to sit down and have an interview with you. So, yeah. So, I haven't really spoken much in the last couple months. The one thing that has really changed in my life that has been amazing, and if you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you probably already know this, but I got a puppy, and his name is Hennessy. I got him back in August, and I just absolutely love him to death. He is the best thing that has ever happened to me. He is so sweet, such a cuddly dog, very loyal, but he's also very stubborn. He is a miniature wiener dog, or miniature dachshund, as most people call them. So he is very small. He's probably only about 7 pounds, and he is just my best friend. We do everything together. We go hiking together, and I know it sounds funny that a little dachshund can go hiking, but honestly, he loves it. He loves to go for walks. He loves exploring. And then when he gets tired, I just carry him in this like little satchel thing that I have. So, the last couple months, that's been the most positive thing that's probably happened. Just because, like I said, he has been such a way of a saving grace for me in that aspect of just helping me emotionally and, physically getting my mind off of a lot of things that have been going on. And yeah, it's just been really hard. So I just really wanted to take this podcast and this time to talk about, I've talked on here about my endometriosis before and, talked about some other things that I've mentally gone through. And, for endometriosis, a lot of people still don't really know what it is, and that's fine. You can do your own research. I think I've explained it on other podcasts. I'm not gonna, go into detail about what it is and stuff like that. And, the pain and stuff like that is just so really severe. And, the problem with endometriosis and a lot of actually autoimmune diseases or chronic illnesses is that they aren't like physical on the outside. So a lot of the times, like, you can't tell that someone is sick because they look fine on the outside. The only thing with me is that if I am having a really bad flare-up, my stomach will, like, kind of distend, and it's what we call as endobelly is what the endometriosis community calls it. Basically, it's just when your endometriosis just gets really inflamed by either something that you might have eaten that it just, flares it up, or just it just, is having a bad day and just feels like flaring up. Most of the time, mine stems from just sometimes food. Food plays a huge part in it. If I have something that's maybe not gluten-free or dairy-free or something that I just know will flare up my endometriosis, I will instantly get my stomach to distend like that. And it's very painful, and it can last all day sometimes. And it's just so uncomfortable and extremely frustrating because it just doesn't make you feel very good, and you feel like you're 6 months pregnant and you're not. So yes, it's not a very good confidence booster, I would say, especially for someone like me who works out all the time and, is very healthy. I don't want to feel like that because it just makes me feel even more insecure than I've had in the past. So that's a huge part that definitely has been very difficult because it's been happening a lot more frequently, and it's not even based off my food anymore. Now it's just happening whenever it feels like it. So it's just super frustrating at this point. And on top of that, when it's that time of the month, it's even worse. That's when it's really probably the worse it will be is for that week. Like, it just is intense and it's not fun. And it's like having period pain, but times 20, you know, it's just like so much more intense and miserable, and you're lightheaded and nauseous. And, you know, luckily I work from home, so I can take some breaks. But normally when I'm in my office at work, it's just like even harder. And I deal with a lot of chronic fatigue, so I'm just tired a lot. Never feeling like I'm getting a full night's rest, even if I do go to bed early. So it's just been a really hard last couple months, and that is really just the raw form of endometriosis. And I had a doctor's appointment a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we kept talking about different options because, like I've said in the past, endometriosis is not curable, so there is no cure for it at the moment. There is medication, but the medication is very rough. It gives you a lot of worse side effects almost. You have a lot of like depression, suicidal thoughts. It just really messes with your hormones because it lowers your hormones, and that's the point of it. So for me, it just made me feel very depressed, and I've already had a problem with that in the past just from this disease and feeling very alone. So I didn't want to add more to that by making it worse by taking this medication. So, you know, it's just been very hard trying to deal with that and telling your doctors that you just don't want to be on any more type of medication. Plus, it's very expensive. I think the one medication I was on was like $300, and that is just insane. I refuse to pay that monthly for medicine that is really not helping, and it's just hurting more than helping at this point. So, you know, we talked about that. We talked about, you know, different birth control options, because sometimes birth control, you know, whether you're on the pill or the IUD or whatever, can really be a big part in your pain. As I think, for me, I don't really think it matters. I've been on like 3 different types of birth control, and none of them have really helped. So I came at a crossroads, and, you know, like I said, I'm in a lot of support groups for endometriosis and talk to a lot of girls. And a lot of them at my age had gotten, you know, hysterectomies or partial hysterectomies. And, you know, I had always talked to my doctor about it. And it's something that he said, you know, hey, like, I will do that for you, but I really don't, like, want to if I don't have to, type of thing. And, like, you know, let's try this other option. So, you know, I tried a bunch of other stuff. But sometimes with chronic illness, you come to a point where it's just your quality of life is diminishing, and it's not worth, you know, feeling this way and keep trying all these different medications when you don't feel like you're living a full life and you feel like this disease is stopping you from doing that. And that's just something that I had to come to terms with. So I made the decision last week that I will be having a partial hysterectomy. So a partial hysterectomy is basically where they will just be removing my uterus only. I'm going to be leaving my ovaries in at the moment. We'll probably, you know, check back in a couple years from now just to see if maybe taking them out will be better and if I'm still in pain from only the uterus being removed. But, I want to leave my ovaries in just because I don't want to hit menopause. And I'm sorry for any men that have to listen to this podcast. This is like a lot of girl talk, but hitting menopause at 27 years old is not very fun. It's actually really bad for you in a way, because it can cause other illnesses later on down the road when you're super young to be having this problem. So I just feel like, you know, it was the right decision for me, and I'm really hoping that it helps. And I've heard that it helps, and that people said they feel like a new person after they get done. I've never really heard of anyone regretting it. You know, the surgery itself and the post-op surgery feelings and pain is pretty rough. You know, it's pretty painful, and I'm expecting that. You know, I'm expecting to be in bed for, you know, a week or so. I took a week off from work, and it's actually getting it done the week of Christmas, so it kind of works out that I'll be already off 2 days anyway, so I just took the rest of the week off, and, you know, it will help me, you know, just be able to relax. And then after that first initial week, because that will probably be the worst week of them all, just because I'm going to be in the most pain. And then after that, it'll just be a lot of fatigue, a lot of energy loss, just because you did have surgery and you removed something that, you know, was supposed to still be there. So it'll be a very rough process, and mentally it'll be hard. Even though I'm making this decision, and me and my doctor are coming to this decision, it sucks that I have to even make this decision at 27 years old. Most 27-year-olds, their biggest decisions are, what house am I going to get? What job am I going to work at? You know, what am I going to do this weekend? And I'm having to make a decision whether I will ever be pregnant or not, or I just live the rest of my life in pain. So that was really hard to come to terms with. And honestly, it has just been really difficult. I feel like a part of me right now is okay with it. And I don't know if that's just because I haven't had it yet. So I don't know what it's going to feel like afterwards, after it's, you know, fully completed. But, you know, everyone told me to, you know, make sure I have a therapist or someone to talk to, which luckily I do already have that. But you will kind of go into a grieving process, because obviously when you take your uterus out, that, you know, I will never be pregnant. There is no, well, maybe, oh, there is no infertility, IVF, I meant IVF, and there is no, you know, there's just, I will never be pregnant. And I am okay with that. I'm sure that it will be hard after my surgery. I'm sure I will cry and I will grieve in a certain way, because I feel like we're told our whole lives that that's what we're supposed to be doing. As a woman, my biggest job is to, you know, bear a child and to be pregnant and to give my husband a family. And that hurts, and that is hard, that I won't ever be able to do that once this happens. And I know that there are so many other ways to have kids. You know, I could do surrogacy and freeze my eggs, which is what I might plan on doing, or adoption, which I also have always wanted to do, or there's a foster care. I mean, there's just so many other ways. Or, you know, I just don't have children, and that's okay too. I don't feel like you have to have kids, and sometimes that's just how we think life has to be. You know, you get married, you have a family, you know, you get old, you die. That's just how it's supposed to go, the circle of life. And I don't want to be like the normal. So if there is, you know, a guy out there for me, and we get married, and we just decide not to have kids, and we decide to just have dogs and travel and do other things, that's okay too. Obviously, me and my husband at that time will come to that decision. But as of right now, this is a decision that's best for me and my body, and I know what is, you know, best for me. And like I said, it's been very difficult to come to this decision. I've thought about it a lot. This is not something that I just, you know, thought over the weekend and then just decided to do it. I've been thinking about this for a very long time. You know, it's been very difficult to, you know, finally come to the decision to do it and to tell them and to set a date. Because once you do all that, it just seems more real. So I know that I'm just going to be needing a lot of prayers and just a lot of encouraging people surrounding me. I don't want a lot of, you know, negativity or saying like, hey, you're too young, don't do this, blah, 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 because I've already had that. And that's fine. Everyone has their own opinion. But obviously, at the end of the day, they don't know my body. They don't know what I go through. So they don't know how it feels. And when you're at a breaking point of, you know, like I said, feeling like you're not living your full life, or you're not having a good quality of life, you know, you get desperate in a way, and you just feel like, I just need to do this because I am just so miserable and so angry, and just, I want to be normal so bad that I am willing to do this. And that's been the hardest thing, is that I just want to be normal. I just want to have a normal, healthy life. You know, I work out, I eat healthy, I, you know, do all these things, and I just want to feel like good about myself in that way. So, you know, I just really, hope that, you know, whoever listens to this, whatever you're going through, and I don't know who's listening to this, knows what it feels like, but, you know, I'm here for you. I know that it's hard, and there are so many other people, I'm sure, in your life that love you and that want to hear you, but please don't ever let someone else tell you what to do with your body or how to take care of you. You know, that's something that I'm really stand for. I've had a lot of people, I said, give their opinions about what I'm doing and saying that it's not right, or saying that, you know, I'm so young, I'm gonna regret it, all those different things. And at the end of the day, it's my decision because it's my body and I know how I feel, and I don't feel good every single day. And unless you go through that, you won't understand either. So who's ever listening to this, whatever you're going through mentally, physically, just, you know that you're making the right decision for yourself, and that at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is that you're taking care of you. because, like, I know for me, that's all I have is myself. I don't have, you know, I'm not married, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have anything, so that's all I have. And, you know, this isn't really a happy podcast today, and I just wanted to come on here and kind of just, you know, liven back up the podcast, record an episode, and just be super raw. This is very scary for me to even record this and honestly to even put it out there because I don't know how people are going to react, and I don't want, a lot of hate or just, you know, it's just hard. But I know that I could be helping somebody else out. And so that's the reason why I do a lot of the things that I do. So I hope that you guys all, you know, somewhat enjoyed this podcast episode. Like I said, I'm sorry that it wasn't super happy or anything like that. And I know I said in my last episode that, you know, the next episode would be with someone interviewing, but, you know, honestly, it's been so hard with COVID and trying to get people to hang out and just interviewing other people. And, you know, it's just not, like, it's very hard. So honestly, I'm going to be looking here in the next couple weeks, just try to find someone or some other people that would like to be interviewed or just talked about, you know, their healing process in a certain way. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I am just so happy to be able to talk to you all, and just thank you all so much for your support, and I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the week.